Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
SU22, how we doing? SU22, how we doing? There we go. I mean, y'all look great. You got to sound a little bit better, but y'all look really good today. Fellas, you look sharp. Ladies, you look beautiful. And today, I just wanted to come just to share just a few words with you. I don't want to be too long. But today, I just wanted to share a phrase with you, and the phrase is just, eat or get ate. And I'm gonna say it one more time. The phrase is just eat or get ate. Because Southern's Jaguars, right? Okay, I'm just checking. Y'all gotta help me out now. I'm just checking. Because the first thing that happened for me when I first stumbled onto a college campus, I was a freshman. I thought I had it all figured out. You couldn't really tell me much because I was like, well, I mean, it's college. It comes after high school, so this is gonna be easy. This is gonna be a breeze. This won't be too difficult at all because I graduated high school, so I just do the same thing and then I'll be successful, right? Duh, that's just the way it's supposed to work. But then when I started to hang out with my roommate, and then we started staying out late the first week, we came back home to our dorm 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. We always found a way to find some trouble to get into. It was easy. Trouble's always easy to find. And then I started staying out late, and then after that, then I started realizing that I was coming to class late. If I even showed up for class at all. I was like, you know what? I think I can miss today. I think today will be fine. If I miss a day, it'll be fine. So missing one day turned to three. And then after that, I found myself having to take the same math class three times. That's right. I had to take the same math class three times because I got to a point and I got to a time in my life where I began to get comfortable. And SU fam, I wanted to remind you today, you can't be comfortable. You're not here to be comfortable. Greatness is not birthed out of comfortability. Because once you get comfortable, then you start doing like I did. You start laying in the bed, rolling over. And then once you start to get comfortable, then you start to drag down your friends with you because then you start to influence them the same way. Because that comfortability then turned into complacency. Then me starting out, you know, wanting to do great, wanting to get an A on the paper, wanting to get an A on that test, then it just turned into, I'll do just enough. I'll do just enough to get by. I'll show up just enough times in class. And then I began to realize that I allowed my purpose to fall by the wayside. And as I'm sitting here looking at each and every one of you, and I had the opportunity to talk to some of y'all have to understand, if you haven't understood just yet, your purpose is too great for you to get comfortable. You all are excellent. Comfortability shouldn't even be an option, because where you get comfortable, growth can't happen there. Growth never happens in a place of comfort. However, we have to be intentional with our decisions. Because just as each of you left from home, your grandmother sent you off, your grandfather, your mom or your dad, whomever it was, they were proud of you. They said, that's my baby. They said, they're going to make me proud. They're going to make me happy. Some of you might be the first generation college student in here in this room today. But understanding that with that doesn't come a level of comfortability. Because each one of you were destined for success. You're built for it. The young lady said earlier that weapons, they will come against you, but they won't prosper. With you being destined for success, I want to also remind you that the hustle is sold separately. You have to come to a place in your mind to where you make an intentional decision to say, you know what? In order for me to be great, I have to begin to show up to class a little bit earlier to make sure that I get a front seat. In order for me to be great, I have to make sure that the professor knows me by name and by face. Because that way you begin to build these relationships, and then the professor begins to see how serious you are about your education. And then once the professor begins to see that, then they'll be more likely to want to talk to you when your grade might be slipping a little bit. When they don't see you in class a couple of times, and they might reach out and say, hey, what's going on? Where are you? We missed you in class today. You can't afford to slip up. So understanding that, I want you to begin to apply yourselves. Friends, we're going to close it out as we always do. I hope you're ready, successors. I need you to come and bring it from a healthy place in your soul to say it with me. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?